More than 1,100 CMS parents and teachers representing dozens of schools have signed an online petition insisting that standardized tests not be used to determine how much teachers are paid.
This is something that is really affecting all of us at all schools all across the county.
Pamela Grundy is a parent of a CMS student and an organizer of the effort to stop the district from implementing a pay-for-performance plan that uses test scores to set teacher salaries.
People who are making the policy don't know what's going on in the classroom. They don't.
Grundy joined about 75 parents and teachers gathered last night at East Mecklenburg High School to strategize their plan for opposing CMS Superintendent Peter Gorman's pay-for-performance proposal. Gorman recently sent an online video to teachers defending the new battery of standardized tests. In addition to the end-of-grade tests, he wants to use in measuring their effectiveness.
Yes, it'll be more assessments than we've done in the past. It will be. But we need to have assessments so we know which students are learning and which students are not, and what they're learning and what they're not, so you can have that information back to shape your knowledge as a teacher.
But so far, many teachers say the new tests they've been required to give their students this week have been confusing, poorly written, and too time-consuming. For example, in kindergarten through second grade, the tests are given to students one-on-one and can take an hour to finish. Depending on the size of the class, the testing will take days. Parents and teachers who've signed the online petition say they're not opposed to rewarding teachers whose students make exceptional progress. Nor are they against firing teachers with students who consistently fail. But they say basing a teacher's pay primarily on student test scores does not reflect all that a teacher does in a classroom.
Well, not all students can test well. I mean, not all adults test well. We know that, all right? Not every adult, and not everybody should be evaluated on one instrument. There should be other ways to evaluate people, you know.
What's your name?
She would only say
that she teaches first grade for CMS. Most of the teachers at last night's meeting declined to give their names and have signed the petition anonymously. Many say they've been asked by their principals not to go public with their concerns. Gary Ann Yoakum is an exception. She teaches ninth grade English at East Mech. Her principal has not asked her to keep quiet, which is one reason last night's meeting was held at the school. Yoakum actually says she'd welcome more evaluation of her work.
Well, I think that it would be beneficial to have people come in and observe me on a regular basis and see what I'm doing. I also think that if we had portfolio-based assessments where students are able to develop things over time, not just base a teacher's payoff one day.
Parents and teachers at last night's meeting say they hope to pack the CMS school board meeting next Tuesday to show their dissatisfaction. They're also rallying in Raleigh to oppose a measure that would let CMS launch pay for performance without teacher approval. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.